managed hundreds of rental units, ran three rehab crews, and quickly grew our little empire. However, I had built the business with too much debt and had managed and led poorly. Our primary lender was sold to another bank, and after looking at our situation, they made the fateful decision to limit their risk by calling all our notes all at once. I spent the next 2.5 years losing everything I owned. We were sued a gazillion times, foreclosed on multiple times, and finally went bankrupt. There I sat with a new baby, a toddler, and a marriage hanging on by a thread. A broke and broken man. I was so scared and so scarred that I surrendered completely. This is not a book about recovering from failure, although if you're going to lead and or own a business, you will learn those lessons either in small ways or, sadly, in big ways. However, it is good for you to know the root, the DNA of our tremendous success in every area of our business in the 20-plus years following the crash. My total surrender following my failure is at the root of our tremendous success today. Today, we have hundreds of team members, millions of customers, and tens of millions of dollars in revenue. Our company started with very humble beginnings on a card table in my living room after the total failure during my 20s. This book is our playbook. I will show you the same methods we use to achieve unusual levels of not only financial success, but more important, tremendous satisfaction and joy from our business. The point is, you can win in business and have a blast doing it. What you're about to hear is not a business and leadership audiobook that is theory. This is not a book with formulas based on research. This is the personal playbook of an ultra-successful entree leader. You are about to learn from me and my team of leaders what we have learned by doing it. We are practitioners. When I finish this chapter, I will go into a marketing meeting or a meeting with a problem team member or a brainstorming session about making our customer service even more excellent. I actually do this winning at business thing every single day. Surrender. So how does my surrender play into our success? I was so broke and broken at the bottom of that valley that my personal faith was deepened dramatically. As a Christian, I made the decision to run every area of my life as consistently with the Bible as I could. Whoa, don't freak out on me. You're not about to enter the Christian theology of business zone. I promise not to pummel you with my faith in this audiobook. However, it is important to relate that once I started over and opened our new business, I decided that I would follow the Spirit and the direction of Scripture to operate our business. I am convinced that those principles woven into this audiobook are the reason we win. Even if you aren't a person of faith, you have to believe in hard work or you won't win. You have to believe in treating people like you want to be treated or you won't win. You will discover as I unpack the principles that we follow, they're very akin to common sense. There is very little that is mystical or weird about how we work, except that we win. Whether you are a person of faith or not, you will agree and nod as you listen to this audiobook. At the start, we started our business of teaching people to handle their money on a card table in our living room. We started with one-on-one counseling and some speaking engagements. When all the hours of every day were filled, we decided to hire our first employee. I hired new employees, but I really didn't want employees. As far as I'm concerned, employees come to work late, leave early, and steal while they're there. None of them work as hard or care as much as I do, so I resisted a normal employee model and relationship. I am very entrepreneurial, so I wanted that spirit on my employees. I resist the standard employee mentality so much that I have quit using the word employees. I call them team members, and I mean it. I make our leaders and our team use the phrase team members. What's really weird is we demand they actually act like team members, members of a team. We want givers in our organization, not takers. Takers leave our group really fast because they don't fit in. So I hired my first team member, Russ Carroll, to help me with the financial counseling load. We moved our little bit of furniture out of my living room into a U-Haul truck and then to our first little office. I remember busting my knuckles on the door when I was carrying a desk to the truck. That desk is still in our building and probably still has somewhat of a bloodstain on it. We hired a lady to be our secretary, book